DJ, and that is Noah. Noah's getting ready to give you a fantastic show as usual, the Mortuary Mosh Pit. So, whenever you're ready, sir.
Thank you. WMUC FM College Park, where college radio is good radio, and welcome to the 44th installment of Mortuary Mosh Pit, where I bring some of the best depressive and atmospheric black metal that I can find, usually through Spotify's algorithm, which is commonly critiqued, and yet I've found very good uses for it. So maybe it's only just kind to me. And that brings me to the tracks that I've chosen for today's installment. Only one or two of these were actually from my playlist of tracks to play on this show that I have, that is growing ever larger, by the way. And the first one that I know of, which is going to be the first track being played right now, which is As I Watch the Moon by Nostalgie. It's a Nostalgie, but the last isn't an A, it's an IE. And I do not believe I've played these people. I mean, yeah, I'm not, or this person, I don't know. There's a lot of one-man bands in the genre. So I don't believe I've played them before, but I do like what I heard from this track from their album Drowning in My Own Solitude. Right after that will be Failed Attempts to Leave This Life from the album This Time I Will Do It Right. And that'll be from the artist Shallow Existence. Double checking, because I don't know if I've played a song from them before on this show, or if I've just saved a song to play for it, saved one of their songs to play on the show at some point. But they still, like, it's a 13-minute track, and it definitely caught my attention. Those two together actually will be a little bit more than 20 minutes. So I'm just going to have those two do their own little segment. And then after that, we'll be getting into some stuff that is pretty obviously inspired by the works of Zaster, which was, of course, one of, like, the main inspirations for this show and the main, like, kind of starting off point that I used for getting into the genre. So, yep, I'll be leaving you with As I Watch the Moon by Nostalgie and Failed Attempts to Leave This Life by Shallow Existence. Together, that'll be about 21 minutes, and I'll be with you after that to introduce the next songs. Thank you. And welcome back. That just was Failed Attempts to Leave This Life by Shallow Existence from their album This Time I Will Do It Right. And before that, the track to start off this broadcast was As I Watch the Moon by Nostalgie from their album Drowning in My Own Solitude. Now, I think it was a nice little intro to do those long... I mean, I definitely think they would give more credit to the atmospheric side of the genre, especially with titles like that. And I am going to go almost in a different direction, or maybe in a similar direction, but taking a different route. So that is one styling, I'd say, of the atmospheric sort of general realm of the genre. But this next track, the artist for this next track, that's better to say, is one that is pretty obviously inspired by the artist Zaster, which is a cool thing for me, because like Zaster is the reason I got into the genre, and also Zaster is good, so I usually think that even derivatives of Zaster are good. I mean, I think that's if somebody's inspired by someone you like, that means by default you're probably going to be more acclimated to liking them. So yeah, this is a one-man black metal project from Poland, interestingly enough. Really, we gotta put down another country of all the countries that I've found black metal projects from. It's a good number so far. And the artist's name is Winter with two R's, in case you're wondering. The makeup and their album covers also not resemble Zaster's work, but, well, makeup does, because it's kind of, you can't really put too much of a unique spin on corpse paint some of the time, but the general vibe is similar, and I also did hear the sound was somewhat similar, but in a good way, in an inspired way, not in a copycat way. So I'll be playing these next two tracks by Winter, followed by a track that I didn't even know I was going to be able to play this broadcast, because I didn't know if I'd have time for it, but one that I put in last minute, which is going to be I'm Tired of This by Chronophobia DSBM. That's the name of their Spotify account. It's going to be from the album, it's going to be the song I'm Tired of This from the album A Heart Beating in the Shadow of Tomorrow. Okay, so the next three tracks will average out at about 15 minutes, and they will be Summoning the Dark Storm of Evil by Winter, followed by Shroud of Blight by Winter, not to be confused with the artist Shroud of Blight, and then the last for this segment will be I'm Tired of This by Chronophobia DSBM. Yep, and you can tell, especially the track Summoning the Dark Storm of Evil sounds kind of Zastharite. It sounds Zastharish inspired, which is a good thing because his like way of styling stuff is awesome. So I'll be playing those three tracks, be about 15 minutes. See you when that's done. And welcome back. That just was I'm Tired of This by Chronophobia DSBM. That's their full title on Spotify. And before that were two tracks by the artist Winter with two R's, including Shroud of Blight and Summoning the Dark Storm of Evil. Now, I hope you can understand where I'm coming from when I say that Winter is pretty obviously inspired by Zaster. Of course, not in a bad way. That's not anything in a bad way. I just wanted to show my intellectual expertise on the subject and prove my level of being the resident UMD black metal aficionado by recognizing somebody else's influence on somebody else. And that's all I really have to say about that, really. Really, trust me. But the last couple of tracks, which will be three tracks if you're keeping track of the tracks in this segment, will be two from the artist Totalt Livsnaked. It's Swedish, which I've run into a couple of times here. I also pulled up their metal archive profile, and apparently it means totally life denied in English. Don't know if life denied translates very well, but at the same time, I don't know, maybe it's like they just didn't want to use Dead Life or something because Dead Life is already a band. But yeah, the next two tracks will be from them. The first one will be Only an Empty Void Will Remain from their album Killing a Dead Man. And the next one will be Nothingness from the track Lost/Without Existence. And the last track of this broadcast will go to Nachleben, which is were they German? Oh, there's another Polish band. Interesting. It is German, I could assume. I know, because like Leben, but it just means dullness in German, apparently. So interesting Germany/Polish combo there. Wait, Polish is its own? I don't know. I'm not here doing a radio show on geography. Okay, I'm doing it on atmospheric black metal. So, enjoy the next and last three tracks of this broadcast. I'll also be playing a PSA, but before I do that, I will say that hope you enjoyed this broadcast, and I hope you enjoy the next one, which will likely happen next week. I mean, I can't tell the future, but I assume I'm going to be here, being that I'm usually here. Haven't missed a night. The only last time I've missed a night was last year, and that was purely because I got my new time slot, and it was a different day, I think, or it was like an hour difference. Oh, yeah, it was that I used to do midnights, and then I went from midnights to 10, so I'd expect to do it at 10, or I expect to do it at midnight, but then I would accidentally end up missing it just before, or just after it actually happened. So that was like the only time I've actually missed a broadcast, other than the times when I'm allowed to because there's like a weekend or something, and they don't let me stay on the dorms for that long. So I'm going to stop stalling for time, whether I intended to or not, and then play Only an Empty Void Will Remain, followed by Nothingness, both by the artist Totalt Livsnaked, and then ended with the last track being Nachleben by the artist Fadheit from their album Inhaling the Trauma. But first I'll be playing this PSA. So hope you enjoy all of those in succession, starting with this PSA. There it is.
Come all of you good workers, good news to you I'll tell, of how the good old Union has come in here to dwell.
Which side are you on? Which side are you on?
Are you a graduate assistant, research assistant, or teaching assistant at UMD? Are you tired of low pay, long hours, high fees, and no safety net for international students? So are we. The UMD Graduate Labor Union is organizing for collective bargaining rights for graduate workers on campus. Right now, the administration unilaterally controls our working conditions, but we are fighting to change that. To learn more about graduate labor organizing efforts on campus and what a union can do for you, visit umdgradworkers.org.
Thank you.